a long, long time ago, in a movie theater probably not too far away, you saw your first movie. And whether the 20th Century Fox intro and the not too obscure movie reference strikes a chord with you or not, film has been an American way of life for as long as any of us can remember. And whether you're a fan of Tim Burton, all the way back to Edward Scissorhands, or Jack Burton promising that the check is in the mail, we've all got our favorite moments while sitting in front of the silver screen. Well, for some people in our community, they've taken the leap from appreciating the art form of film into creating films of their own. And while silly cat videos may reign supreme right now on YouTube, the folks involved with the second annual St. Cloud Film Festival are gearing up to show the community what they've got to offer. At a fitting venue for such an event, this past Friday, at the Red Carpet in St. Cloud, the St. Cloud Film Festival had their kickoff party. It was at this lively gathering that community members and film aficionados could find out more information on the St. Cloud Film Festival, all while costuming as their favorite movie character, answering movie trivia questions for prizes, and just enjoying the camaraderie of being able to talk film with other like-minded souls. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and in today's news feature, we're going to talk with some of the organizers of the St. Cloud Film Festival, as well as get to hear from some of the filmmakers about their inspirations and ideas about what they're going to do for the film festival, and we'll even get to experience a character or two as they showed up on Friday night to celebrate this new hot item on the St. Cloud art scene.
Okay, so why don't we just start out? Who are you and what's going on with this film festival?
I'm Cyrus Cords, and I started the film festival last year. I work at the St. Cloud Times, and we kind of did it as a Times Media thing. We had it at the Pioneer Place here. This year we just felt like it was something that if we took it outside the Times and the Times was just a sponsor, we could involve more people with it. And we started a committee of people that are just either filmmakers themselves or people that are in the arts industry or just people that want to be involved with film. So we have a crew of 8 individuals that are comprised of the committee. We meet usually every week, sometimes every other week, and we're just trying to get out there and have an event for people that make films in central Minnesota and the surrounding area. My passion for film is on the animation side. I originally went to school for animation, and I've always wanted to do my own shorts and just have a place to be able to show that. I settled in St. Cloud here about 10 or 11 years ago, and I feel that the filmmaking community is kind of underserved, so that's one of my passions, is to give my passion back to the community and give a voice for the filmmakers here.
Nice. So, well, what are your feelings about tonight? There's some pretty interesting energy out there about, you know, tonight and what's coming up.
Yeah, I think that tonight was a good night. We wanted to get out there and just get, this is our first time really getting out and promoting this film festival in the community. So I think we had a great turnout, and I think we involved people here that didn't even know anything about the film festival, and with the movie trivia, that really gets people together. St. Cloud's a huge trivia community, so trivia went over well, and there's a lot of new people out there, a lot of new faces that I didn't see last year, so I'm very optimistic and very excited about this year.
So if somebody wants to submit a film to the film festival, how can they go about doing that?
If you visit www.stcloudfilmfest.com, you can get the submission form off there and read the rules and regulations, and you can also see any of the events that we're putting on throughout the summer and into the fall.
So when does the film festival happen here in St. Cloud, and where?
The film festival, the actual weekend of the festival is September 21st. That week following up to September 21st, which is a Friday, we'll be showing at least 2 nights, depending on how many films we have, at the Pioneer Place. And then the Film Festival Award Show on the 21st is at the Pyramid. So that is kind of a 3-night kind of thing that we're doing. So just to give people a chance to get out. So we're kind of trying to respect the idea that people can't always make it one night, so we'll try to give them another night to see the films.
So who's your favorite filmmaker? What inspired you to get into film? Maybe that's both the same thing.
You know, my favorite filmmakers, I think, are John Lasseter and Brad Bird, especially Brad Bird. I've liked everything from his Iron Giant, you know, to his live action stuff, and he really pays attention to the story, and that's what inspires me, is the story.
How familiar are you with the film history in St. Cloud?
I'm pretty familiar with it. I think that's kind of a neat story, how many different people from this area, you know, and St. Cloud and Minneapolis, the whole Minnesota area, how big we are represented in Hollywood. It's amazing. And, you know, like last year, Ty Reuben Ellison was one of our judges, and we'd like to get him on this year too. We just haven't approached him yet, but there is a lot of talent that comes out of this area, so it's quite amazing. If you think about the Midwestern mentality, the workhorse mentality, and then the things that we take for granted on a daily basis, but are actually very inspiring and very creative, and it's just from the simplest things of going fishing for grumpier old men and how they, you know, they got their inspiration for that, to things that what Ty Reuben Ellison did for Avatar. It's just amazing. It's where do you come up with that stuff? Where does that stuff come from? Well, it comes from the heart, and that's our home. That's where we are, central Minnesota. So we're trying to make this a community event, and anyone that is in the community that wants to know more about it or wants to become a part of it, we'd love to have you, and we'd love to hear from you.
Sweet. Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, not a problem.
I'm John Scott. I'm a film student, film graduate 2006 from St. Cloud State. And, you know, we kind of just wanted to put together a festival where, you know, we could celebrate the local film community and kind of bring them all together. Because we found that there were kind of groups of people who were making movies, but none of us knew each other. So this first year, we're really just trying to bring everybody together. And, you know, we've been kind of doing that. It's just been about, you know, networking and kind of celebrating what we're doing here locally. I mean, they've got festivals in Duluth, Fargo, probably a half dozen of them in the Twin Cities. But, you know, there's some talented people up here who do things, and we just kind of want to put that out there and celebrate that.
Oh, man, how did you get into film? What do you think about film?
You know, the storytelling, the medium, I mean, it's kind of, well, obviously, it's been around for 110 years, so, or longer, 120. You know, it's just, I got into the classes at State, really kind of bought into what the professors were teaching, and they gave me a great education there. So between that and I went to the Telluride Film Festival, it was a student symposium thing, and that really kind of made some things click on for me and decided, like, you know, I met a lot of people who I was really impressed with there, and I was like, well, you know, if I feel like they can do it, I feel like, you know, I've got a shot at it. And at this point, you know, I don't know, it just feels like it's something I should be doing. I don't know if I can be much more specific than that.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
General and chasing around the idea is perfect.
Yeah,
because,
right.
I mean, that's kind of what it is.
It
know?
Is. Yeah, you never know why you're doing something exactly. I mean, I'm sure musicians just do it because they love it. You know, I'm not getting paid from it. I work with people who I pay to be involved with things, but it's not making me any money. And it's just something I do because, you know, I want to see it grow, especially here locally. So,
yeah. Okay, if you do something because you like it, it's going to be successful.
We hope. Yeah, we hope we're going down the right path for that. So it's been, I mean, getting the hands dirty on this, you know, just getting into it has been opened a lot of doors, made a lot of new contacts of people I wouldn't have known before. And that just always gives you, you know, an opportunity to make something better.
What kind of power do you think film has in society?
Well, I mean, a ton. You can see, I mean, there's been propaganda films back since the film started, you know what I mean? Especially Nazis had a lot of them, America's had a lot of them. I mean, any country's
Russia's
had a ton of them.
Yeah, Potemkin's Battleship.
I mean, Battleship Potemkin, yep. And, you know, I mean, obviously they're used in a ton of different ways. You can really convey ideas really powerfully through, you know, visuals, you know, through sound. And then to tie those together, you know, really, I think, reaches people on a certain level that, you know, print doesn't always, sound doesn't always by itself. Still image doesn't always, but you put them all together and you got something working for you.
How do people get involved?
Well, we're starting to take submissions now. And the first deadline is July 23rd. And if anybody submits before that, we've got a list of graphic designers who are on board who are going to design an original movie poster for every single film that's submitted. And then those posters are going to be displayed downtown where people can hopefully, well, the plan is to do like one of those QR codes where somebody likes what they see, they just take a picture of it and it sends a vote. So they have to remember we'll have the URL there too. But if they don't have a smartphone, they don't have to worry about that. But in case that they just want to make it easy, they can do that. So we'll have a judge's vote and then an audience vote for that. So we're hoping to, you know, draw people in through that. And it's also beneficial then to the filmmakers, because then you get a really cool piece of art that you can use on your IMDb page or anything else to kind of just support stuff. And then our extended deadline is August 15th. And that's, you know, the cutoff. We'll still try to get posters made, but we can't promise. They may also not be displayed downtown, but they'll still be in part of the judges voting for that. But beyond that, like going forward, we are looking for additional people to kind of come on and help us with any certain expertise they've got. You know, right now I've kind of stepped up and taken some of the technical lead, but like I don't really know anything about projecting. I'm really learning as I go. But, you know, we've got a lot of people who are into stuff, and, you know, we're just looking to make it bigger and better going forward. So if they're interested, they can check out our website, stcloudfilmfest.com. You spell Saint either way, S-T or S-A-I-N-T. And they can contact us that way if they have interest in working for us in the future. I mean, you know, helping out. It's just a volunteer committee. And we also have a Facebook page, St. Cloud Film Fest. I'm sure it's probably pretty easy to look up. But yeah, get in contact with us. We usually don't turn down help. We're getting involved with some children's. We're running some children's stop motion animation classes next weekend at the St. Cloud Times. So if there are any, you know, those types of things, we may run a second one in June or in July. And getting kids involved at an early age is something that we've been wanting to do. So hopefully, you know, someone who's 8, you know, decides that, hey, this is kind of cool, and then they make a, you know, it becomes a hobby first, and then a passion, and then potentially a career for them. Mm. So, well,
getting into an industry.
Hopefully, yeah, we're trying to get people started early, because, I mean, that's when you, I mean, the earlier you can get into something, the better you can be at it, right?
Yeah, the sooner you figure out you dig something,
give into it, right? So that's the hope. But yeah, we're just trying to get the community involved, and so if anybody's into it, either submitting films, attending, or just, you know, participating with, you know, helping out the committee, all that can be found on our online and how to contact us.
Cool. Well, thanks for talking to me today.
No problem, man. Thanks a lot.
You're in tune to 88.1 FM KVSC, and in today's news feature, we're hanging out at the red carpet for the St. Cloud Film Festival kickoff party, which happened just last Friday. And we've just heard from John Scott and Cyrus Cords, who are two of the members of the committee organizing the festival. And more information on entry deadlines and guidelines can be found online at www.stcloudfilmfest.com. So now we'll jump back into the kickoff party and talk with some of the filmmakers and participants about what led them to St. Cloud and our film festival.
Well, my name is Ira Livingston. I'm actually the executive producer of the 50-50 Reel Challenge. And, you know, I follow you guys on Facebook, especially this community. It's kind of been near and dear to me over the years. I used to do the 48, and a lot of players would come down and be down there. But to see you guys create your own venue and able to show work up here, that's what brought me all the way up here from Cottage Grove. And I really want to support you guys, support Minnesota filmmaking, of course, and move forward with that. But yeah, I was very impressed with the turnout at the first one.
Cool. Yeah, this is the second one?
Yep, this is the second one. They took a year hiatus. Yeah. But it looks like they're coming back strong and good. And that's a good thing.
Totally. So you think you're going to enter a film into this, or?
I am frantically trying to get a short made for it, so keep your fingers crossed, hopefully this year. If not, definitely next year.
Sweet. Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah. No problem.
Can you guys introduce yourselves, and what brings you here to the St. Cloud Film Festival kickoff this evening?
Sure. Well, my name is Tyler Jacobson. I'm an SCSU student, an SCSU student filmmaker, basically, and I guess that explains why I'm here. I want to be a filmmaker, want to be a professional filmmaker, actually get paid to do it instead of paying to do it, and so I'm trying to sort of set up connections here.
My name is Tyler Borsch, same as Tyler Jacobson, almost half of it. I'm a St. Cloud student, too. I'm St. Cloud State student, too. Filmmaker, I've shot films with no or little production money whatsoever and no budget, so I'm really looking for kind of more experience on the film sets and looking to expand my horizons on the film programs too and everything. Connections.
Well, that is part of it, so just making do with what you got, you know, and trying to make something. Well, what drew you guys to film? Why do you guys do film?
That's a hard question. Do you want to answer that first? Or
I'll do it first.
Or should I? Okay.
I'll tell you how I got into the film studies program and then how I eventually got into film. I used to not enjoy film that much.
Really?
Freshman year, it was kind of... I liked really experimental things, but I've never gotten into the theory or anything of film, or even the production. I started out as an accounting major, and then I went into a philosophy major, and then I went on to business law, and then all of a sudden I went to a film studies program, and they said that, hey, you can actually be a production manager and not deal with any of that creative film stuff, and just stay on the sidelines and kind of help out with money and monetary value and everything. And I was like, oh, cool, I'd love to do that. So I got more and more and more into it. And now I'm on the complete opposite side. I hate the business factor. I hate, like, dealing with all the production and everything like that. I'm on the creative side now. And
unfortunately, now you know the other side. But you can ditch the other side, but you know it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know the other side. So I have, like, both affinity to this side and that side. But I prefer more to be on the creative side.
Wish I had a better answer than you. I've just been obsessed with movies as long as I can remember. I think the silver bullet through my brain moment probably was when I saw Star Wars when I was 7. I've never had a second option. I've never had a second choice about what I wanted to do. It's probably not the smart way to approach it, necessarily.
It's the brave way.
That's one way of looking. Yeah, I'd prefer that we refer to it as the brave way, not the stupid way. But I don't know, something about cinema as a medium has always fascinated me and always excited me.
So what are your favorite filmmakers or kind of your, I don't know, favorite moments in film, if you don't want to narrow down to that?
I think I've been realizing more and more my interests and influences, I feel, are sort of on polar opposites in certain ways. I really respond to, you know, sort of the big epic filmmakers. I mean, again, going back to the Star Wars influence and all that kind of stuff. But I also respond to sort of the really sort of small, intimate, private filmmakers. So it's a weird balance there. I think you probably know this guy. I don't know if your listeners do, but Richard Lester, I feel like, is probably sort of the primary. I saw A Hard Day's Night when I was 12 years old, and I feel like that movie, in a weird way, more than anything else, has influenced my style, because you can just feel the energy coming off of that screen. There's the opening of A Hard Day's Night. It's technically not necessarily the most polished thing you'll ever see, but it's there's so much energy, and it's so slapdash, and it's, you know, and the cutting is so fast, and you feel it in a very visceral and immediate way. And I think on a certain level, emotionally, that's always what I'm sort of trying to get back to, regardless of the subject matter of the film, a sort of a personal feeling and a sense of energy.
I'm probably going to go opposite of you, not completely opposite, but Lars von Trier. When I seen Dogville, it just blew my mind, because I could never, I don't know, just that set of chalk marks and doors that are not there and bushes and dogs that do not exist that are just chalked up, and just the people remain there, and having a whole storyline, not only one, but also Manderley too. He did the same thing with Manderley. Two completely different themes and motives and everything that he felt that he needed to, like, continue with. And just the scene where Nicole Kidman gets trapped inside of the town, and all the people just psychologically turn against her in a way, when they're first very upset, like, accepting of her, and all of a sudden there's this, like, kind of like a tweak in their brains and everything, and kind of like, oh yeah, that's kind of not actually saying it, but actually, like, communally agreeing with it. And that's kind of what I'm more the psychological factor of the characters, and along with the camera too, because the camera takes place in a very intimate way where it sees through walls that are not there, and it's kind of like you see with things that are going on, but you're not supposed to see originally, because there's walls there, and people are still can see it within the narrative, but the viewer sees it. It just kind of blows my mind how you can take that kind of traditional style of story and aspect and make it completely psychological like that.
Well, okay, so At St. Cloud State, is there a film group if a student wants to get involved?
Yes, there is. It is called Cinescope. We're actually sort of the co-presidents, essentially, of it, the two Tylers. So Cinescope, it's the on-campus film group. We're involved in doing film showings and stuff like that, but we also do sort of student film productions.
Mm, cool. The kind of theory behind it is watching movies, talking movies, and making movies, just every realm of film that's available, and kind of students that aren't in the film festival or in the film program, and students that are in the film program too, just anyone who's interested in film in general can come and talk about their ideals.
And how would they get a hold of Cinescope if they wanted to get involved?
We do have an email address. It's called scsu_cinescope@yahoo.com. Otherwise, we're around. You'll see flyers and everything. So
sweet.
Come check it out. And I. Because I should say, my producer will kill me if I don't. I just completed shooting on my first feature-length project. It's a film called This Loneliness. So I guess keep your eyes out for it in the St. Cloud area, because we're hoping to have it, fingers crossed, hoping to have it completed by July. So I'm sure once it's done, we're going to be trying to show it somewhere around. And this area seems like as good a place as any to start.
Yeah. Go figure. Film festival. You got
a
film.
Exactly.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
And of course, no St. Cloud Arts event would be complete without trivia. With multiple rounds of trivia ballots and questions ranging from the simple, like what was Jay and Silent Bob's first movie appearance, all the way to the more difficult, like who was the real-life inspiration for Orson Welles' character, Citizen Kane. The movie trivia mixed up the crowd a little bit and added quite a bit of liveliness, and also revealed a subtle KVSC connection.
That's always the answer.
What is the name of the main character that Leonardo DiCaprio played in Titanic? What was his name?
Dawson.
I blacked that movie out.
I know.
Let's go of his ice cold hand.
So yeah, this is definitely a KVSC connection here. So basically, there is movie trivia going on down here, and there is a KVSC trivia team which has made it down here and has participated with movie trivia. And well, who are you guys, and what ended up happening here? What's going on?
We are the DOA Holes, and we love trivia and spaghetti people. So we came down to check it out.
We love movies.
I said we love movies, and we won movie tickets. We're going to see more movies, and we collected the questions for trivia next year, for February of 2013. So look out, everybody.
What are your feelings on the St. Cloud Film Festival?
I'm so excited. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. But I've got Ambien, so that will help. How about you, Russ?
I have Ambien and the apple corn.
So I think we're good.
We love trivia. We love movies. All different genres, all new. It's something that all ties us together. We love doing this.
And we cheated a little bit too. We collaborated.
No.
We did too.
Not. Not.
And finally, I spoke with Visual Arts Minnesota's Heidi Stedman about her character and costume, silent movie star Charlie Chaplin.
Interview Charlie Chaplin.
I know. Well, wait a
minute. Hi, Charlie Chaplin.
Okay, I'm gonna interview Charlie Chaplin. Hey, Charlie, what do you think of it down here? And what do you think of the upcoming film festival? We can do this.
We're so easily entertained, aren't we?
Yep.
And if I could remember the end of Great Dictator, the monologue, I would totally say it right.
but I don't.
That is the most. I've shown that to classes before. That is so
amazing. Awesome. Yeah. I personally think that he is my hero when it comes to the artistic responsibility of anyone who's insightful enough to catch certain stuff like that, is to proclaim that and actually suffer the consequences from it. Then that's, he's like my idol when it comes to that. It's just say it how you see it, and while you may not be popular at the time and you might be blacklisted, I've always said that.
There then you
just do it.
You want to be a star in your own movie? Well, for more information, including entry guidelines and deadlines for submission, for inclusion into the festival, and also deadlines for inclusion into the movie poster dynamic of the festival, you can find it online at www.stcloudfilmfest.com, or you can search for them on Facebook. And also keep in mind that the St. Cloud Film Festival is primarily a volunteer-driven organization, so they could be looking for more than just your films. They could be looking for your help. And you can get more information on that by contacting Cyrus Cords at the St. Cloud Times. This has been Jeff Carmack reporting on arts and cultural heritage for KVSC News. And this story was made possible through funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.
Looks very much alive, and he looks up and made his dresses as they sadly pass him by. A voice stepping up, better let go sing, because he's liable to turn.